come on in and welcome to On The Beam Podcast. I am so excited that you have joined me, the host, Markita Green, as I have come to empower you and to inspire and encourage you to find the balance in your life. You know where it is to be on the beam of life, that place where you might be overwhelmed, that place where you are wearing so many hats, and you might feel a little unbalanced and a little off-kiltered. Well, hopefully these few nuggets that I will give you will just keep you grounded and allow you to find balance while on the beam of life. Stay tuned. As we continue to talk about life, I wanted to just come and remind you that your life matters. We see this idea and this concept in the movie Taken. It's a movie where at this point there are now three different versions of it. Over the years, they further develop the story. The concept of the story remains the same. Your life matters. And so let's talk about it for a minute. What we see in the very first version back from 2008 is that there is a young girl whose best friend asked her to go and spend the summer with her in Paris. The father of the young girl is very reluctant, very hesitant, but he realizes that this is what the young lady really wants. She wants it more than anything. She's super excited. There's some tension in the familial structure. And so he goes along with the go along, right? He goes along to get along. So he says yes to the trip and he gives the daughter, the young lady, some parameters. Well, they go throughout the movie. The young lady and her friend, they arrive in Paris. Such a beautiful city. They're super excited. And guess what? They look like tourists. They are so giddy. They're so green that they don't know what's going on. So there are some people at the airport that are planted to spot the tourists, to try to figure out how easily will it be to find some young woman that can be pulled into the human trafficking realm. So these two young women are spotted and the guy says, you know, it's hard to find cabs in the city and they're really expensive. How about we share a cab? The young women say, okay, why not? Let's do it. The three jump into a cab, and I don't know about you, but when I envision even catching a cab with somebody, we're not necessarily getting out at the same stop. One of us is going to get out first, wherever the Lyft or the taxi stops, and then the other is going to remain in the Lyft or taxi so that they can go to their destination. But that's not what happened in this movie. What happened in this movie is that they all got out at the young lady's stop. Red flag to me. He walks them to their front door and he engages in conversation. And the young lady's friend offers up more information than is necessary and says, we're here all alone for the summer. And he says, oh, okay. He invites them to a party and now the young lady is feeling much more comfortable that she tells him how to find them within the building. We're on the fifth floor, the entire fifth floor. So now the setup is done. The work is done. The movie progresses and the young lady is on the phone with her father. While she's on the phone, some men enter the apartment. So she says to her father, there are people in here. He immediately knows what's happening. So he says, you know what? Go and get under a bed. He guides her. He says, in the most calm voice that I've ever heard, he says, this next part is important. They're going to take you. As he begins to put himself into action, he has a plan in place to begin to figure out how to find his daughter. He flies over to Paris. He finds out that he's working with Albanians and that he has a 96-hour window to find his daughter. He does everything in his power to find his daughter. And of course, as you would know, It's a movie, her life matters, just like your life matters, and Daddy found her. The thing that she said, as she is ridden in fear, as she is shaking and trembling, as she realizes that her life has now headed down a path that she never even expected, she turns to her daddy and says, "You came for me," with tears streaming down her face. And his response was, "I told you I would." What an amazing and powerful story, just to let you know that your life matters. I had to explain all of that because I had to let you know a few things. I had to let you know that this is exactly what happens in our life. This is exactly what happens between the spirit realm and the demonic realm. The spirit realm is the example of the Father. Oh my God, I hope you caught that. It is the example of how he tries to protect us. It is the example of how he tries to guide our footsteps. It is the example of how he wants so much for our lives that we can't even imagine. It is the example of him always being willing to come for us. On the flip side, we see the demonic realm. We see these guys that are in waiting, spotting and spying for those with whom they can devour. We see that there is somebody trying to take these young ladies out. We see that they are coming to seep in and to overtake these young women at a place where the women don't even recognize that the enemy has come in. They don't even recognize that the door has been opened. Well, that, my friend, is exactly how the enemy works. And we saw that there was a short window. There was a 96-hour window before these young women were going to be lost. Well, guess what? It doesn't take long for the enemy to come in and to rip you out from the things you know. And so my question for you is, where are you in your life? Have you been looking at the places in your life where the enemy may be coming in, where the enemy may have a footstool, where the door may be open, where the window may be open, where you may not even recognize what's happening in you and around you? But are you being diligent and vigilant about your surroundings? Take a second and think about that. Take a second and think about how you see the two worlds colliding around you. Let's break. I'm so blown away at how we see these two worlds colliding in this movie. I'm blown away at how we can see the manifestation of the spirit and the manifestation of demonic activity at place in one time. But as I was thinking about the movie, I went back and watched the movie, and I was just at awe at how God works. And I just envision our Father God as the Father in this movie, where he's such a gentleman, where he's so calm, where he does everything that he needs to do to protect us. But yet and still, he gave us the grace to make the decisions. And even when we fell, my God, he was right there to say, "I told you I would come." As I was thinking about this, I was specifically led to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. And it reads, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." Thinking about that verse of scripture just makes me realize just how awesome, how calm, how peaceful that the Father is. In Revelation 3 and 20, he tells us, "I'm here, daughter." He tells us, "I'm just waiting for you to open up the door and let me in. He's saying, I am going to let you make the decisions that you decide to make. I am going to give you guidance and direction. I am going to offer up some suggestions, but I'm right here and I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait on you to say, okay, daddy, I rely on you. Okay, daddy, I need your help. He says, I'm not going to force my way into your life. He says, I'm not going to force a decision down your throat. He says, I can't convince you to do what I think you should do. He says, I can't convince you to stay home and not take this risk. But what I can do, daughter, is I can be there for you when you're ready. So that when you are ready to open up that door, when you are ready to welcome me in, I'll be standing there waiting. And I will gracefully come inside. And not only will I come inside, but I will feast with you. I will commune with you. I will build a relationship and a connection with you. Just like in the movie, when the father immediately went into action, he immediately, once the door was open, once his daughter called him on the phone and said, somebody's in here. And he felt in her spirit that she was willing to listen, Jesus, that she was now in a place where she could hear his voice, where she was now humble enough as she was laying on the floor under that bed. My God, she was in the correct posture to receive what her daddy was willing and ready to impart into her. He said, when you get to that place, I am here and I will feast with you. I will speak to you. I will feed your soul and your spirit, and I will guide your footsteps. And he did just that. And he immediately went into action. And so it's reminding me that even when we cannot see God working, my God, that he is working on our behalf, that he is doing some things to pull us out of the places that we're in, places that he did not send us, Jesus, places where we led ourselves, he's still willing to come in and pull us out of those places. As soon as we say, I surrender to you. As soon as we open up the door and say, Daddy, I need you. He's going to be right there in the midst. He's not going to push his way in. He's not going to fight for his affection from us. He's not going to fight for our attention. He's like, you know what, daughter? I told you I'm here. I got you. When you're ready, I got you. And so my question to you is, do you recognize that your life matters to your father above? At the very end, when this young lady had been drugged and had been sold, and we don't even know all of what happened, she said, you came for me. That posture of humility, that posture of surrender, that posture of submission allowed the response that she received, which is, I told you I would. And that's exactly what your daddy up above is saying to you in this very moment. He's saying, daughter, I told you I would. He said, I told you I would always be with you. He said, I told you that I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I told you, daughter, that nothing is impossible with me. He said, I told you, daughter, I have a plan and purpose for your life. He said, I told you, daughter, that I created you in my perfect image. He says, I told you that I would. I told you that I would give you life. He says, I told you that I would give you hope in the future. He says, I told you that I have the plans for your expected end. He says, I told you that I would not allow hurt, harm, and danger to come upon you, my God. He says, my daughter, I told you that I have you in the hollow of my hands. Your daddy is waiting for you. The door is open. He's standing there and he's just knocking ever so lightly. He's very calm. He says, I know that the enemy wants to take you. I know that the enemy is trying to come in and still kill and destroy. But he says, daughter, I'm here waiting because I've promised to come and give you life and to give you life more abundantly. Because your life matters, I'm just waiting for you to come to me to invite me into your life. Invite me into your spirit. I'm waiting for you to allow me to come in and do what only I can do. I love you so much, daughter. I want the best for you, my God. His eyes are smiling upon us right now in this moment. Embrace it. Turn to him and invite him in. He's waiting for you, and he's coming after you. He loves you so much because your life matters.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of On the Beam. I hope that you have gotten some word or some nugget of empowerment or encouragement, motivation, and inspiration to just keep you balanced and focused while on the beam of life. Come back for the next episode and be sure to share this podcast with your friends, families, and loved ones. I love you. I'll be praying for you, and I am here standing in the gap with you. Have a great day. Peace.